Good morning and welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us on this rainy morning. My name is Tony Bush with SCORE and in the studio with Randy Melzer, another SCORE guy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Like you said, nice day for ducks, but not much for anything else.
Yeah, well, we got to have the rain, but we've had enough, I think. So. We have a really great show for you this morning. We're going to be technology-oriented. Our guest this morning is Mr. Pat Riley. Pat Riley is the owner of New Horizons of Wisconsin, and we're going to find out how education is reshaping things, not only in the classroom, but if you're in business and you'd like to train some people on your systems or your applications, stay tuned, and we'll give out the phone number so you can ask some questions. But first, we want to tell you about our SCORE chapter. SCORE is a national organization. We have our chapter headquartered here in the Fox City's Chamber Building in Appleton. We service an 8-county area, going from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 56 mentors in our chapter now, and our mentors offer free and confidential mentoring services, advisory services to folks who are looking to start a business and those folks who are in business. And it doesn't matter what size your business is. We're not just small business. We offer services in the areas of marketing, IT, intellectual property, some legal questions, banking, cash flow, accounting, strategic, HR. If you have an issue or a challenge or an opportunity in your business, reach us at SCORE. We can probably help. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org or call us at the chamber at 734-7101. Again, that website is foxcities.score.org. And if you're a person out there who would like to contribute and be a mentor with SCORE, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to bring on some really good, capable people who want to pay it forward, foxcities.score.org. In addition to the mentoring we do, we also have seminars. And Randy's going to tell us about a couple of seminars coming up.
Okay, I'll make it as quick as we can. We have two that are coming up. The first one is going to be on Thursday, June the 11th. It's going to be in Fond du Lac, and we're going to be talking about social media, how to use it, and how to actually monetize it. So instead of just knowing what it is, you can actually find out whether you're getting a return on your investment by using it. The program is going to be from 6 until 8, registration's at 5:30, and it's going to be held at the Moraine Park Technical School in Fond du Lac. Again, to register for that, you can go out to our website, foxcities.score.org. It's $25, and you can click on at the website and get all the information about the program. Ryan Folser is going to be teaching it, and he is really a crackerjack when it comes to this stuff. So he'll be giving us a lot of really super good information on that one.
What day was that again? I forgot to write that down.
That's going to be Thursday, June the 11th, from 6 until 8, Fond du Lac at the Moraine Park Technical College.
Just a little over a week away.
Huh? Right. The second program we're going to be doing is part of the series we're going to be putting together with CAP Services. CAP Services, like SCORE, is also affiliated with the SBA. And so we'll be working with them to provide information on various topics. The first one is going to be coming up on the 18th of June, and that, again, is a Thursday night. It's going to be held in New London. It's going to be on the subject of networking, so that it doesn't just mean that you get the most cards at the end of the night, you win. We're going to try and talk to you a little bit more about what it's really involved in the process and program of networking. Again, the program is going to be from 6 until 8. It's going to be held in New London at the St. Joseph Residence Chapel there, and that's on Beckett Road. Those of you from the New London area are familiar with that. Again, you can register online with us at foxcities.score.org. This program is free, so we'd ask that you register those so we know how many are coming and we can set up for you. So go out to our website, click on the programs that we have going on that particular link, register for both or either of these two programs. We'd love to have you attend.
And just a little bit on CAP Services. They're kind of a new partner for SCORE, but they've been around for a long time. They're Central Wisconsin-based, and they do a lot of social services. They help families who are out of work. They help businesses who need financing. They're a very exciting company to explore. Randy, would you happen to have their email address on any material there? Okay, we'll get that for you before the show's over. We'll have get an email address for you?
The best I can do right now would be to give you a phone number to be able to reach
sure.
them.
Sure, go ahead.
And that would be available at 920-209-1384. You can give them a call.
209?
Yeah, 920-209-1384.
Great. So check out CAP Services, and as Randy indicated, we'll be partnering with them on four sessions. The first one's coming up in New London. With that, we're going to say thank you to our sponsors. We couldn't do the show without them. We certainly appreciate their support. And those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs. They have offices in Appleton and in Green Bay. We also have Legal Business Edge. Sarah DeBruin is an attorney who opened her practice, I think it was 2011. She's been a practicing attorney for, she's just a young lady, but she started very young, and she about 30 years experience and very bright, and she specializes in intellectual property things. So that's a good resource for everyone. Also want to thank Bank First National. Yeah, we want to thank Candeo Marketing, used to be eBiz Results. Mike Pulvermacher and Zach merged their two companies into Candeo Marketing, and they built the BizTalkWithScore.com website for us. So if you want to listen to previous programs or re-listen to a program, BizTalkWithScore.com, BizTalkWithScore.com. So thanks, Mike and Zach, for helping us with that website. And we want to say thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Dash at the Business News in Green Bay. They put out a publication called The Business News. If you're in business or you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, you really should be. It's going to bring you a lot of information that will help you with the growth and the success of your business. For $20 a year, it's good information to have. With that, we're going to say goodbye for now. We'll come back on the other side of the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Albertson Hailing CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happy and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We have a little unfinished business from our first segment this morning. Randy was able to dig out that email address and the website for CAP Services.
Absolutely, yeah, because we do a lot of good things with CAP. We've been working with them very, very closely. And so if you do want to contact them here in the Valley, the contact is Kitty Johnson. Kitty's an outstanding individual to work with, especially for small businesses. And you can reach them at www.capservices.org.
C-A-P.
C-A-P-S-E-R-V-I-C-E-S. .org.
Yep.
So give them, get in contact with them if you have anything you're looking for as far as entrepreneurship or any other areas that they can be of help for.
Thanks, Randy. And the SCORE's tagline is for the life of your business, and it's not just to get the life going, but it's for as long as you're in business. If you need help with anything, mentoring, foxcities.score.org.
Right.
Well, our guest this morning is Mr. Pat Riley, and Pat is the proud owner of New Horizons of Wisconsin. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Tony. Thank you.
Yeah, really glad you're here this morning, Pat. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what do you do at New Horizons of Wisconsin?
Well, I'm very pleased to be able to share some of the great work that we're doing here in Wisconsin. New Horizons is the largest IT training company in the world. And we are pleased to be able to own the locations here in Appleton, Madison, and Milwaukee, where we train business professionals and people who are looking to improve themselves from a technical standpoint on the latest technologies. Mm-hmm. So our biggest partner is Microsoft, and we work with them to deliver the user experience apps, so your Excel and Word and PowerPoint and those sorts of things, all the way into some of the most advanced technical competencies that exist today, big data, cloud computing, virtual servers, and everything in between.
Way beyond what the normal person would really appreciate. I mean,
right.
It goes way into technology.
Right. So we help people who are not only using technology every day in their regular jobs, but we help people who run the networks and the servers and the
people
cloud computing and those folks.
People looking for more certifications in their development of their career.
Yep, very much on the professional side.
And how did you get into this business? What's your background, Pat? Tell us about you and how you got into this business.
Well, I've lived in the Fox Cities area for a little bit over 20 years, and I've had the opportunity to be involved mostly on the industrial and commercial side of things. And this opportunity came about 3 years ago, and it had always been my dream to own a small IT company, a technical company. And when this opportunity became available to be able to work closer to home and be able to help people from an educational standpoint, it was just a thrill for me to get to be a part of it. And
you picked a good small company, Pat.
Yeah.
The world's largest. Good
well,
job.
we were small here.
Good
we're
job.
Getting bigger. We're getting bigger by the day, Tony.
That's great.
On that side, how many people do you have actually employed by you?
We have 19 employees right now.
Okay.
And one of the things I'm excited to talk about is the way that we deliver our training. But from that standpoint, we have access to over 206 certified and licensed professional IT trainers that we use within our New Horizons network all across the country.
Wow, so you have fantastic
just
resources.
Massive, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And how does someone get in contact with you to find out what your services are and how you can work with them?
Well, they can certainly call me. My direct line is 920-966-0794. That goes directly to my office, and I'm more than happy to help my friends and neighbors here up in the Fox Cities make the connection with our training people.
And you have an email address, Pat?
It's pat.riley, and that's R-I-L-E-Y, just like the basketball coach. Everybody remembers that, right?
Okay.
At newhorizonswi.com. And then our website is newhorizonswi.com as well.
So it's pat.riley?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Got it. Good. Well,
okay,
if anybody is looking for some guidance in getting training for themselves or for their companies or for their career or something, they can contact you and you'll give them an overview of the services. There's an introductory conversation, so to speak.
Yeah, what I will do is I am a big believer in being a servant to others. So in that mode, what I will do is pass them off to somebody who knows something. And so one of our very qualified technical people will help them through the process in a much more detailed way than I ever could. But no, we've got a great team in all three of our locations, people who have a lot of experience in technology and the educational side of technology, which has its own has its own nuances to it.
Right.
And you said you handle a lot of different major software organizations. I think you have on your website there Adobe, Cisco, Citrix, Microsoft, all the various ones. Mm-hmm. And how do you work with those?
Well, we have a group of instructors all across the country. And what we have developed is the world's most vibrant online live, and live is the operative term, development process in terms of being able to provide training that used to be delivered in a more traditional environment, using the internet to leverage the best instructors, wherever they may be geographically, to help our students here locally. So the reality of it is, as much as we like to think perhaps differently, Wisconsin is not the epicenter of advanced technology today. The reality of it is that there are a lot of things that are happening in places like Austin, Texas, and California, and New York, and some of the other sort of hotbeds of technology. But what we allow people to do is to access those great instructors Appleton.
You're saying we're not the Silicon Valley of the Midwest.
We are not the Silicon Valley of the Midwest, but we are working very, very hard every single day to improve the technical competencies of every single person here that we come in contact with.
You essentially teach people how to apply that technology.
Yeah, it's not just the, you know,
not
how
just learn it.
Yeah, how it kind of works, right? That's something that you could learn from a book or from a YouTube video or
how
something.
How you apply it.
Yeah, it's the real application.
What does a typical customer look like? I mean, you've got large and small, but I guess let me rephrase the question. Would a smaller company be able to use the services of New Horizons of Wisconsin?
Absolutely. Our core customer base is in the small to medium size marketplace. So you can take a company with, let's say, 40 employees, and they've got one person or two people that are running their IT department. That's a typical type of a situation. Well, those people need to know a huge variety of technologies and skills and, you know,
keep up with the changes.
All of those types of things. And so we can take those folks, and without companies having to hire new people, to bring new, skills, we can take those people and we can add to what they already know, what they already, apply, to make them more valuable within their companies and more valuable within their marketplaces.
Well, we're going to continue that theme when we come back on the other side of the break. We're talking with Pat Riley this morning. Pat is the owner of New Horizons of Wisconsin, and you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happy and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
We're talking this morning with Pat Riley. Pat is the proud owner of New Horizons of Wisconsin. He's owned the company, his franchise, for probably the last 3 years. And if you have a question for Pat on this technology stuff, and Pat's going to lay a lot of it out for us for we can understand it, the number here is 281-1150, 281-1150 in Appleton. If you're outside Appleton, you can call us on the TDS Metricom toll-free line. That number is 866-887-1150. Pat, in the opening segment, you kind of described, you summarized what New Horizons of Wisconsin does, and it's very exciting. You're part of a global network, the largest in the world in training people in technology. What about competition? How do you stay ahead of the competition? How do you position yourself? And what makes you unique
Sure. There are other companies that that inhabit our marketplace that provide IT training. But what we've done is create an environment that is entirely unique. And so our way of providing training is focused on taking the traditional classroom setting and virtualizing it. And what we mean by that is we allow our students access to some of the best and brightest technology minds, regardless of geography, using our proprietary online live product. So what we'll do is we'll sit down with a client and work with them to determine what technologies are they interested in improving, and then specifically what classes. So we've got you know, technologies that that people are using every day, but it also might vary from what version. So one company might be using a Windows product from 2013, and one company might be using a Windows product from 2007. Those classes are very, very different in terms of how we deliver that. But what we do is we'll take an individual student, one student, and deliver to them a live certified training experience.
So they can talk to the instructor.
Absolutely.
And talk to other students or participate in a classroom.
Yeah, so what we've done is rather than having to have 7 or 8 or 12 people wanting to take the same technology at the same version at the same time and in the same place, we've created a mechanism that allows a singular student to access the training that they need when they need it by coming into one of our centers and accessing our online live.
Okay. When we're talking about this, how long is one of these sessions?
Well, classes vary. Our fundamental apps type classes. So let's just take Microsoft Excel level 2.
Okay.
That would be a singular, that'd be a single day. So they'd start at about 8 o'clock in the morning. They'd finish up at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and they would have the training for that particular title throughout the day.
Okay.
When we start getting into more of the technical titles, those are usually 5 days.
Okay. So
it's pretty intense.
So in other words, not only would you come to you to learn, like you said, Excel, but you would also come to learn Microsoft Windows 8 and the background and how to use it.
Right, like a server environment, let's say.
Okay.
That's a very popular class for us, actually, Windows Server.
Okay. How did this business model that you have, you know, how was this developed? Where did this come from?
Well, a few years ago, the dynamics of training changed because people were too busy. You simply couldn't take 12 people out of their environments for 5 days at a time. It was difficult to find instructors that could have that competency in such detail because there's so much technology today. So the New Horizons locations across the country created this co-op. And New Horizons of Wisconsin has adopted that more so than almost any other location across the country.
Okay, now you are a franchise, is that correct?
We're a franchise, and we built our entire business plan around online live, and it has proven to be a very, very good decision. We've had record months here, multiple months in a row, in terms of the number of customers and the number of classes that we're delivering, and it's just growing double digits every month because the more people understand what we do and how we do it, the more excited they are about it and the more they want to take advantage of it.
In order to maybe more clearly illustrate and articulate what online live is, most people understand what a webinar is.
Okay.
And I've done lots of webinars, and we've all done webinars. But this is a step beyond a webinar. So if people understand what a webinar is, how would you change the webinar again to create a good image of online live?
Sure. We talk about how it's a, you know, it's a webinar on steroids type of a thing. And so what we've done is we have a proprietary system internal to us, that we've taken, some of the basic, Adobe Connect, the process that people understand, and we've adapted it to what we do and how we do it. So a student would not have a problem accessing the interface because it's somewhat familiar to people who have taken webinars. But what it does is it allows for a much more vibrant and interactive experience between the instructor, the other students, and the student themselves. So people can raise their hands. Okay. They can ask questions.
Okay. You mentioned these other students. Now, these other students could be anywhere in the country, as well as the instructor could be anywhere in the country.
Yes.
And yet you're still in Appleton. You're sitting in the cube there working at your site.
Yes. We have individual learning stations for everybody.
Okay.
We do allow students to take our classes remotely.
Okay.
But we really encourage them to come in for at least part of the experience because we want to make sure that they're accessing the experience in a way that they're getting every bit of value that
and
they
like you
can
said,
from
they
it.
Get full interaction with the instructor and the other students.
Absolutely.
That's a wonderful concept. Yep. That's you know, way beyond what you would, quote, get out of a webinar.
Yeah, no, it's a totally different dynamic. And one of the struggles that we've had is getting people to try it or to just play with it a little bit. And once they do, they just grab onto it so quickly because it's such a good model.
And you're located at 5700 Grand Market Drive?
That's correct. Right over by the airport.
By the airport on the west side of Appleton. And you've got a laboratory set up or a room set up with these little booths with the headsets and the computers.
Yeah, and
people
and
can
we have
stop in there and just visit?
Absolutely. Please come by.
What are your hours, Pat? What are your hours there?
We're usually there from 7 till 5. You know, business hours, 5 days a week.
Okay.
We do have customer meetings on occasion over the weekends, and we can set those up, too, for people who have busy schedules.
What's your website address?
It's www.newhorizonswi.com.
Okay, www.newhorizonswi.com. I printed a couple pages off, and there's a lot of information there that shows the different areas the training can be obtained in, inviting folks to contact you guys at New Horizons with questions and verifications, clarifications. So let's talk a little bit about how you got your company started, your franchise.
Well, I had started working there about 3 years ago and had recognized that the company had real potential. If it was kind of allowed to explode and those sorts of things. And so I built a group of investors and we put an offer out there to buy it and we're successful in doing that. So last February 26th, New Horizons of Wisconsin was relaunched. And since then we have built an entirely new internal network. We've added some really talented people and associates to our already talented team, and we've completely redone all of our learning centers to be focused on this new online live modality.
Now, you were telling us on the pre-show something unique about your investor structure. They're more than investors.
Yes. One of the things that that I thought might have some value to some of the business people who are listening is the way that we put together our investment group. I had several people who were interested in being a part of what we were doing here with New Horizons of Wisconsin. But what I did was I selected people who brought something different to the table to the collective. So I added for or asked, for example, the single smartest person I know. Who does not have a background in technology, but is really smart. So everything that I want to do, I've got to prove to him.
He thinks,
right?
He thinks well. He comes up with good ideas. He challenges you.
He's got an analytical mind, and that helps us. Yeah. And one of our other investors is a very talented software engineer. He writes code. As we look forward to the next stage of our evolution, working with companies with their overall technology challenges, he has the background to be able to help us with that.
Yep.
So everybody brings something different to the table, and the collective has a tremendous amount of talent and a tremendous amount of horsepower.
That's a really unique business structure team. Not a lot of business owners will do that, but it lends itself to being very successful and not missing any opportunities and identifying issues before they get to be too serious.
It sounds like I'm hearing a lot of planning went into this. We, of course, at SCORE, stressed the idea of a business plan. How did that develop? How did you work with that idea of a plan?
Well, I had the what would you call it? I had the heart, right? I knew.
We usually refer to the fire.
Yeah, the fire, right? And I knew intrinsically that it would work.
Okay.
But I felt it was really important to have a solid business plan. And so I spent, gosh, I don't know, 4 months of very intense work going through and creating a business plan that looked at all of the variables that could happen within a business, our competitors, our cost structure, our team members, what the growth looked like, how we would market it, the financials, all of those types of things, so that we had this plan that was sound fundamentally. And we were very fortunate in that we don't have any debt. So we didn't have to go to a bank. We financed the sale and the operation of the company through cash. Mm-hmm. But I still have that business plan, and I'm updating it regularly.
Excellent.
And I'm doing it because I have to prove to myself that we're doing the right things. I have to prove to myself that we're on the right track.
Okay.
Before you prove to your investors.
Exactly.
And that's the very important point we stress at SCORE, Randy, is when business people, we suggest they put together a business plan, it's not doing it for the bank, it's doing it for yourself.
Absolutely.
And when you build your business plan, you share it with the bank, you share it with investors, because now you have ownership and you understand what's happening there. Yeah. And that's how you communicate the fire to the investors, is through the business plan.
Right. And I think the other thing is, I have a lot of respect for our investors, and they've trusted me with money, right? And that's a big commitment that they're making, and I want to always make sure that they know how much I appreciate it and how respectful I am of them for trusting in me.
That's good communication.
On the business plan itself, there are two areas. One is near and dear to Tony's heart, and that's the cash flow process. Mm-hmm. And the other is the one on my side, which is the marketing. Could you kind of tell us a little bit, when you're setting up your planning, how those two areas were addressed and what importance you put on those?
Well, cash is king, right? So regardless of how great of an idea that Online Live is, for example, and it is. It's a tremendous product. People who try it, our success rate in terms of delivering to them the training that they desire, as well as them telling their friends and coming back, is very, very high. And that's wonderful, but if you run out of cash, you don't get to do that anymore, right?
Right.
So, you know, for us, our statement of cash flows, for example, is something that we look at very, very closely. And Sherry, who is our accountant, and I are talking every day about what's going on with cash, what's going on with receivables. You know,
I think Tony's going to burst, right?
well, you stay over there, Tony. I don't want to.
I'd like to jump in here real quickly, because what you're doing is what I tell people all the time. The more familiar you are with your cash flow, and if you're looking at it every day, when we make decisions in our business, those decisions are running through that cash flow filter, and we're inclined to make fewer mistakes.
Yeah. One thing I learned early, too, And I learned it from, one of my mentors early on, when I owned a small part of a manufacturing company. And that was to have financial statements that tell a story.
Yes.
And that aren't just there to post entries or those sorts of things. But as you looked at it, that it would help guide decisions and help guide, what are we going to do next, and how did the decisions that we made previously affect where we're at today?
Creates accountability.
Absolutely. And a vision, right? It allows the two to kind of come together.
Yep. Okay, and then on that second half of the question, which had to do with the marketing, you have a very diverse potential client base out there. How do you market to that base?
Well, we've got a group of salespeople who work for us in our locations. Currently we are in the process of adding some very exciting digital marketing, and that's a new area for us. In the next few weeks, we're going to be coming out with some boot camps that we're going to be working on.
I remember boot camp. Yeah, do you remember boot camp?
This one's a little different.
Give me 20. Push Wisconsin away.
I think you're talking about something different.
But not entirely different. It's only a little different. But, so what we've done is we've taken four of the most in-demand IT careers, and we've created boot camps around those. So things like information security and database and big data, software developers, those sorts of things. And people can come to us, and we can help them to actually get those careers. So not just the training, but the experience behind it. Launch your career with it. Absolutely. It's a very exciting thing for us.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to wrap up our conversation with Pat, and I'll give out the phone numbers again if you have a question. But you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Okay, we're in our last segment of Biz Talk this morning, and we've been speaking with Pat Riley. Pat is the proud owner of New Horizons of Wisconsin, who basically took ownership in February of last year. Had worked there for about 3 years and has been in the IT world and the marketplace for a long time. And Pat's business model is very unique. If you haven't heard all of the show, we encourage you to go back to our website at www.biztalkwithscore.com and listen to Pat's program. It'll be out there probably by Wednesday of this week, and it'll be there for a long, long time. Pat, we talked a little bit. Well, first of all, I want to give out the phone number. If anyone has a question, 281-1150, 281-1150 outside Appleton. Call us at 866-887-1150. We'll try to get you in before the end of the program. Pat, tell us a little bit about how companies can use New Horizons for their staffing and their training. How does that work? Give us some examples if you can.
Yeah, I think that one of the great things that Online Live gives us is it gives us the opportunity to work one-on-one with companies of all sizes to help improve the skills of their entire teams. So, for example, you may have a customer service team of 8 people. And those 8 people use Microsoft Excel every day. And 2 of the 8 people are at a real beginner level, and a few of them are in kind of an intermediate level, and a couple of them are the office experts, right? Every office has that person that they go to.
Hey, Randy, how do I do this in Excel?
Yeah, when they don't know how to do anything.
Yeah.
Well, if that's Randy here, we got trouble. But
I think I just been had again. Okay, that's two for the day.
We got to buy him a beer. Yeah,
we got a class for that, Randy. And so what we can do is we could take those 8 people, and rather than having a one-size-fits-all type of an attitude, we can take the people who are more beginners and work with them at their skill level, and the people who are more intermediate and the people who are more advanced, and we can raise the skill level of all of them individually and uniquely. So it's a very cool thing.
Okay. Well, Pat, as you just, I need help. I'm the type of person, though, who likes to see what it's all about before I get into it.
Sure.
If someone is interested in using your service, can they get in touch with you and make arrangements to come out and get a demonstration, see how this actually works, what it's all about?
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
Yeah, we would love to have as many people as possible come out and see, touch and feel what it is that we're talking about here, how it's different, how it's new, and how the Online Live experience really is just simply a better way to learn professional skills. So, again, my number is 920-966-0794. Our 800 number is 844-RILEY-TECH, which is the company that I own, and that's RILEYTECH. So that's 844-RILEY-TECH. Feel free to give us a call at any time, and we would be happy to set something up.
Well, Pat, that sounds really great. At this time in our show, we ask our guests to provide us with a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom that another business owner might benefit from your experience, something you see of value. Share with us your wisdom.
Well, I think I want to go back to the ownership question, because so many entrepreneurs, when they're setting up their companies, they're so excited about it, right? As they should be.
Yep.
You should have a passion. If you don't, go do something else, right?
Exactly.
And you should have that excitement and that passion. And a lot of us will go chase the money. So if somebody is interested in potentially helping us fund our dream, we're going to stand in line and say, absolutely, you know, I'll take your money. I'll do anything. And I think that that needs to be turned completely 180 degrees the other direction. I think you need to be very selective in who you choose to be your partner.
Okay.
Because this is a marriage, and you want them to be able to bring something new to the table and have that be a win-win relationship.
That's a really great tip. Pat, thanks for being our guest this morning.
Thank you,
Tony. Very good show.
Thank
really
you.
Good
show. I will be out this week to see how your outfit looks, because I'm really interested in seeing it.
Excellent.
How it works.
Randy, yeah. we'd look forward to having you.
You've been listening to Biz Talk, and before we close out the show, I just want to tell you that our guest next week is Chris Allen from Fox Communities Credit Union. We're going to be talking about business lending and how to use the business plan that Pat so adequately described this morning. You've been listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.